next item is subdivision 2013-2, Vesco LLC.
Mr. Chairman, this particular project was basically seeking additional 30 units or 30 lots in an area whereby we had previously rejected a condominium type homes being placed in there. And now we're back into a traditional development using regular lots instead of those condos. And my decision or my recommendations today are based on what was presented to us at our public hearing, as well as what was approved for the original subdivision 2008-8. So part of what I'm going to be proposing or recommending today is going to be making sure that the original requirements or conditions that were part of 2008-8 remain with a couple of amendments, and I will highlight those amendments that I'm going to suggest be changed. And this is a take into account or that what was originally presented to us with the changes and some minor changes in the subdivision layout are still valid and appropriate, because as the commissioners may recall, this original project talked a lot about efforts to preserve the wetlands, and by their proffering some additional buffering from some of the wetlands. So I just want to make it clear that the commission is expecting a continuation of the same. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2013-2 for Vesco LLC based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is a 30-lot expansion to a preliminarily approved 183-lot cluster subdivision for a total of 213 lots. The additional lots represent infill where multifamily homes were originally proposed but denied by the commission. At the time of that denial, the commission suggested that single-family lots might be a more appropriate design for that area of the project. Two, the applicant has stated that the intent of this application is to provide affordable housing in lieu of the multifamily units. Three, the additional lots will keep the density of the project within the permitted density of the AR1 zone. The proposed density, including the additional 30 lots, is approximately 1.4 lots per acre. The additional lots will not adversely affect area roadways, public facilities, neighboring properties, or the community. Five, the additional lots are in accordance with the purpose and standards of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. Six, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the total number of lots for the entire project, i.e. subdivision 2008 and subdivision 2013-2, shall be increased from 183 to 213, which amends the original condition A of subdivision 2008-8 from 183 lots to 213 lots. B, the remainder of the conditions of approval contained in the preliminary site plan approval for subdivision 2008-8 shall remain in effect and shall apply to this preliminary approval for subdivision 2013-2. And for purposes of clarification, the statement contained in condition M of the preliminary approval for subdivision 2008 regarding the relocation of the clubhouse community center was a recommendation and not a requirement. And with that said, gentlemen, for the benefit of the public and those that might be interested in this project, as well as the commission, I'm going to read through the conditions that were placed on the original 2008. And they state as following. This preliminary approval is subject to the following. A's already been amended by saying from 183 to 213 lots. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. F, this final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, agricultural buffers shall be provided as required by ordinance. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. I, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. As proffered by the applicant, the minimum distance from 404 wetlands will be 40 feet. J, a system of street lighting shall be established. K, sidewalks shall be located fronting on all lots on at least one side of all streets in the subdivision and connecting with amenities and the paved multimodal pathway fronting the property as shown on the original preliminary site plan for 2008-8. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by Sussex County ordinance and designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department and DENREC specifications. M, all amenities and recreation areas shall be completed within the project prior to the issuance of the 50th residential building permit within the project. The amenities shall include the swimming pool, tennis courts, clubhouse / community center, and tot lots. And as I mentioned earlier, section M has been amended by, or has been clarified by saying that was a recommendation that they be moved to a central location and not a requirement. N, this is proposing that we amend condition N, and condition N currently reads that this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on the plan. In lieu of that, I'm proposing that section N read this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it, including buffers from all wetlands. This revised plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And the last condition that was proposed was that the final site plan for each phase of the project shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
The question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Procedure-wise, is it appropriate to ask for discussion on Mr. Johnson's motion before you call for a second or after the second is?
Well, we generally operate under Mason's Rules of Legislative Procedure, which would permit discussion before a second or before a motion is made. So if you wish to discuss that now, we can.
If Mr. Johnson doesn't mind. I would just like to say, Mr. Johnson, thank you. I think that you did a better job and brought more clarity in the 5 minutes that it took you to read through your motion than the 45 minutes or so that we had the public hearing. And I'd also like to congratulate the chairman, because during the course of the public hearing, the applicant and their representatives got me so confused. With your help, that helped to bring what understanding that I do have of what they were proposing to a light. But I don't know if enough information for me was provided to vote on this, but I am prepared to vote on this as an issue. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Do we have a motion on the floor? Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-2 Vesco LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Here.
No.
Okay, let's call a roll just to be safe. Mr. Burton?
Against the motion.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
I'm for approval.
Okay. Mr. Smith?
Against the motion.
Mr. Ross?
In favor.
Chair votes in favor of the motion. The motion carries 3-2. Okay.